All right. Okay. So this was Friday, April 28th. We've just seen an exciting game at Whitby Soccer Center between the hometown Darby FC and Skwasapi FC from Milton, who've come all this way for this road trip game. Now, I have on Skwasapi, I have assistant coach Louise Dominguez, and we'll first talk about what you thought about tonight's game.
I thought it was a good game, not our best game. You know, we controlled the match, especially in the first half. We had at least four chances to score, you know, and make a big advantage for us in the first half. We didn't put the ball in the net. Then we had to suffer in the last 2 minutes. We didn't want to. But, well, still, it's only the third round, you know, and we need to... We're building a new team, and we're going to improve for sure.
Yep, you got to win those close games. Now, let's see. Your head coach is actually a guy I knew from Pro Stars last year, was John Yakow. And how excited is the team to have like an experienced coach like him?
Yeah, man, it's very good to have a guy like John every day with us, every night working with the boys. The boys are really excited to have him there. I am excited to have him there to learn with him, you know, and work with him. We're going to miss him for the next 3 games, but it's good to go back home without okay. Johnny with a win.
Now, miss him, is it a suspension or he's just got family things or something?
No, he's suspended.
Oh, dear. Okay. All right. Okay. Now, besides him coming over, there's so many new players that I recognize, veterans like from Guelph, Thomas Skublek, and he was injured tonight. He told me that. And Alexander Zis was here playing, and from Blue Devils, was the second best team last year. Braden Culver, and he was here, and Cody Ellis, didn't see him tonight. But how much is the experience of getting those players over?
Yeah, it's very good to have them here. They're very good players. We are happy to have them here. They are like top players in the league, of course. It takes time to create a chemistry there. It's just, like I said, just a third game. So the chemistry will come. And with a player with that quality, we're going to be even better for sure.
Okay. Now, last year's team finished 12th, and it's so important this year. This the League One Ontario is going to split in two at the end of the season, with the over a 2 year average. The top 12 are going to be in like the Premier Division, as it's now called, and the bottom 10, or now it's down to 9 without Pickering, are going into like a lower division. And so, how important is it for the community and the team to finish in that top 12?
Oh, it's very important. You know, I think we have quality to be even in the top 5, top 4. You know, at this point, we don't think about it right now. We just want to go there and collect points. You know, the more we can get, the better it is, and we'll see at the end.
Well, yeah, top six will be in the playoffs fight this season. So yeah, you got to go for more.
Yeah.
Now. I noticed that you're playing your games. I was really surprised to see they're at the Ontario Soccer Center, which is, for those folks across the country, it's in Vaughan, Ontario. And yet Milton, where Skwasapi is based, is 63 kilometers away. Was there a reason, like you folks always played at Bishop Redding, you're not there this year?
Yeah, we are playing Vaughan this year. Of course, yeah. We wanted to be in Milton to be closer to our community. You know, we would like to have more fans in the games.
Yeah.
I understand that's a little bit far.
Yes.
But we cannot have the field right now. They're doing some construction there. I don't know what's going on there, to be honest with you, but we cannot have the field, and we have to play at Ontario Soccer. It's a great field, you know. It's a great turf. We like to have the ball, so we can play the ball very well in that field. We just need to adapt and understand that that's our home for the season and do our job.
Okay. Well, that's great. And so we wish you good luck for the rest of the season. And thanks for talking to me.